We're going to stay with discussions around children and switch the focus to reading to them. Tomorrow is World Read Aloud Day, which is a global campaign all about encouraging reading to children and with children. And as you probably know, one of our leading youth literacy programs in this country is called Nalibali. And once again, they're coordinating a countrywide campaign to mark World Read Aloud Day. This year, the target is to reach 2 million South African children as part of this campaign. To tell us what they're doing and how they hope to match that figure, Sally Dupreer joins me on the line, Communications Manager at Nalibali. It's great to have you on the show again, Sally. Good afternoon.
Thanks, Pippa. Thanks so much for having us.
It's a great pleasure. I speak a lot about the importance of reading. It's something I believe firmly is so important, but I know it's something that is not accessible to everybody in South Africa. There are many reasons for that. Before we talk about some of those barriers, let's just get a bigger sense from your perspective as communications manager at Nalibali. Why is it so important that we encourage everyone to read with their children and read to their children from a young age?
Sure, Pippa. I think that most of the listeners will be well aware by now that South Africa is actually facing an enormous literacy crisis. It's no secret that almost 80% of pupils in grade 4 cannot read for meaning in any language. This is obviously quite a big issue because, you know, children learn to read up until about grade 3, and thereafter they've got to be reading for meaning. So by grade 4, we've really kind of passed the pip for getting that. And, you know, when children have been brought up in a culture of reading where they see reading as something fun, as satisfying, as meaningful, that's when they are motivated to learn to read themselves. So getting kids to share stories from a very early age and creating that positive association with books and stories is something simple and effective that all caregivers can do.
I mentioned that there are lots of barriers. Sally, part of the reason we have 80% of grade 4 kids unable to read for meaning is that there are many, many children in South Africa whose home budgets do not stretch to the luxury of owning a book. They're expensive to buy. We have households that are poor, not only in resources, but also in time. Parents who are commuting long treks to work and back, who are getting home late. Not everybody has the resources to buy books and then the time to sit down and read them with their children. How does Nalibali try and accommodate those particular challenges?
Yes, of course. Obviously, resources are a huge issue. And, you know, where there are public libraries as well, many people don't live within easy reach of the library. There's so many barriers to signing up for library cards. But there are things that caregivers can do. For example, Nalibali has free stories on our website in all the various South African languages. And even just 15 minutes a day can make the world of difference to your child's literacy learning. So we're not talking about half an hour, just 15 minutes. And it's plenty for kids because, you know, especially when they're very small, they don't have a long attention span. And if you want to keep it fun, then keep it short, keep it light. And I think what's so incredibly important to remember, and it touches on some of the things you were speaking now about with the aftercare, that those 15 minutes that you spend with your child, not only are you giving them this academic boost, but you're saying, you're important to me, I'm paying attention to you. It's a wonderful opportunity to bond and just reconnect as a family. So it goes even deeper than the story and the literacy learning. It goes right into the roots of the family as well.
Okay, thanks for that framework. Now, Sally, let's talk about how specifically you want to tap into the World Read Aloud Day events tomorrow to get parents involved in that sense of wonder at story sharing. Yes. You mentioned that one of the things Nalibali does is make stories available for free in all of our languages. You have a special story that has been created for World Read Aloud Day tomorrow. How can listeners here in Cape Town take that story and be part of reading to a child tomorrow?
Yes, so our special story for tomorrow is called A Day to Remember, and it's written by local author Lorato Chok. She wrote it actually in Setswana, which was great because usually we find that stories are written in English and then translated into different languages, and then we lose some of the nuance of a different language. So it was really special to have this year's story originate in Setswana. But we do have it in all the different official languages, and it is available from our website, which is www.nalibali.org. So listeners who want to participate and be part of the challenge can go to our website. They can pledge to read aloud to their children, and they can download the story in their language. And can I just tell you, Pippa, you know, we've had such amazing support from the different provincial Department of Education departments. We've had libraries across the country joining us. You know, we've got soccer players from, like, Orlando Pirates are reading to kids tomorrow. Like, everybody is really getting in on the day. But what I really hope to see, beyond those big pledges of support from the different education departments and such like, is I want to see small pledges. I want to see people who are pledging to read to one or two children or three children, because that's when I know it's really happening at home, and that's when the real impact of reading aloud is felt by kids, when it's intimate, when it's a regular habit, and when it's done with a caregiver. And I can tell you another thing. Children don't care about how well you read aloud. What they care about is the time they spend with you. So I don't think anybody should feel intimidated. They should download the story. They should read it and have fun with their kids.
Sally Dupree, Communications Manager at Nali Bali, thank you so much for making the very strong case to participate in World Read Aloud Day tomorrow. I'm delighted to hear that it doesn't matter how well you do the voices. The Bunny book was our family book. It's Sam McBratney, Guess How Much I Love You. Both of my children wanted it read to them over and over and over again. I could have read it upside down, back to front, a million times over, but I could never get the voices different for the two rabbits. So I'm relieved to hear Sally telling me it doesn't actually matter. As a matter of interest, Nali Bali is one party to a city storytelling festival that is happening tomorrow in the company's garden. I know John's going to tell us a little bit about more about the disappointing state of the gardens, but for what it's worth, City of Cape Town Libraries are celebrating World Read Aloud Day with a storytelling festival in the company's garden tomorrow between 10 and 1. There's going to be a whole event of storytelling and dancing and singing, etc., with schools hosted from all over the city.